It's a case for Nick Carter, master detective.
Yes, it's a case for that most famous of all manhunters, the detective whose ability at solving crime is unequaled in the history of detective fiction. Nick Carter, master detective. Continuing the curious adventure called...
Kidnapped for Sale. For Nick Carter and the Mystery of the Missing Babies.
To help Nick Carter smash a new and vicious racket, that of baby selling, Patsy and Scubby, Nick's assistants, are posing as a couple seeking to adopt a baby. They get into the headquarters of the baby selling ring, but there Patsy's disguise is ripped off by the man known as the Chief. Patsy and Scubby turn to flee, but...
Stand back, chumps. If you're trying to get near this door, I'll let you have it.
And we wouldn't want to lose either of you. As long as we've got you two, we've got Nick Carter himself, just where we want him.
Oh, you better not try to hold us here, Barnes. Nick knows where we are.
Of course he does. When you brought us here, you led Nick right to your hideout. We planned it that way.
Say, Chief, maybe that's right. Maybe this is all a plan.
Don't be a fool, Joe.
Yeah, but, Chief, if Nick Carter did send him out to Trappers, you can bet he ain't far away right now.
You fool. The one thing I want is to have Nick Carter walk in here and try to rescue them. That's what I've been waiting for.
What do you mean, Chief?
Take a look at that window, Joe. I'll hold my gun on these two while you do it.
Okay, Chief. What do I look for?
You see any sign of cops out there?
No, not a one. Hey, well, what are you getting at, Chief?
Just this. If Carter was tailing these two, he's working alone. He always works alone.
Oh, yeah, I get you. You mean if he does come up here, he'll come alone with no cops backing him up?
That's exactly what I mean. And that's what we want, because when he does come, we'll be ready for him.
You can't fool Nick. He'll figure on that.
Since when do you think a couple of cheap crooks like you can outthink Nick Carter?
Oh! Keep your mouth shut, Wilson. Well, next time you'll get something permanent.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Have your fun while you can. It's not going to last long.
That's where you're wrong. Oh, Joe.
Yeah, Chief?
You're just about the same size as this fellow Wilson.
Yeah, so what?
If you were wearing that Hicks suit he's got on and had your hat pulled down over your face, you'd look enough like him to fool anybody for a few seconds.
I don't get you.
Take Wilson into the back room and change clothes with him.
You mean you want me to put on his duds and make him put on mine?
That's just what I mean. All right, Wilson, get going.
Sure, just as you say. Don't worry, Patsy. They can't put anything over on Nick.
After you've changed clothes, Joe, tie him up. If he tries anything funny, you know what to do.
Yeah, I got you.
And send Dutch out here. You'll find him in that back room. I've been keeping him under cover there. Cops are looking for him.
Right, Chief. All right, I'm going.
Now, Miss Patsy Bourne, maybe you'd like to do a little talking.
I really can't think of anything I want to say to you.
What does Carter know about Mrs. Andrews' baby?
I haven't the slightest idea, except that he knows where it is.
You're lying.
Well, if you don't believe me, why ask me?
You wanted me, Chief?
Oh, yes, Dutch. He's an old friend of yours.
Ah. How'd she get here?
Never mind questions. You had one chance to get rid of her and Carter, and you bungled it. Now you're going to have another chance, and a last one.
It's okay by me. What do I do?
I'll tell you in a moment. Joe, aren't you finished in there yet?
Yeah, Chief. I just got finished. I got Wilson tied up like one of these Egyptian mummies. How do I look in his duds, huh?
Just what I want. Now put Wilson's hat on.
Okay,
there. Yeah, pull it down over your face more.
All right. Yeah.
That's better.
All right, what now?
You two stay by the window and watch the street. See if you can spot Nick Carter. Dutch knows what he looks like.
Sure. I know him like he was my brother. And I don't like him.
And now, Miss Bourne.
Yes?
Since you don't feel like talking, I'm going to let you join your pal in the next room, where you'll be out of the way.
It'll be a pleasure. I enjoy his company much more than I do yours.
I'll tie you up, and then the two of you can wait for Nick Carter to come and rescue you. But if I were you, I'd spend my time thinking up some suitable last words. You're going to need them soon.
Scubby.
Yeah, Patsy?
Does this floor seem as hard to you as it does to me?
Harder. I've been lying on it longer.
My hands are tied so tight my fingers feel numb. He can't seem to budge the knots in this rope, not even using all the tricks Nick taught me.
No, neither can I. I can't seem to get even a bit of slack.
I guess we'll just have to wait. What do you suppose they're up to?
Oh, Barnes has some trick in mind to trap Nick, obviously.
Do you think Nick was really following us?
Gosh, Patsy, I don't know. He didn't say he would.
Oh, Scubby, if only I'd kept my own hair pushed up under that wig.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I think one of these knots is starting to give, Patsy. Wait a minute. No.
No.
It's still tight.
Yes, I wish we knew what they're up to.
I wish Nick knew. Uh-oh.
What is it?
I heard footsteps. Someone's just come into the outer office. Listen.
All right, where are they?
That's Nick's voice.
Yeah.
Listen.
They're in this room, Carter. Now, I'll drill them to you. Open the door, Dutch.
Here, Chief.
If you found them, you'll regret it. There they are. And no damage done.
Oh, Nick.
You all right, Patsy?
Yes, Nick, yes.
Oh, Nick, I was never gladder to see anybody in my whole life.
All right, Barnes, untie them.
Untie them? Why, what do you mean, Carter?
Gee, the Carter's sure acting goofy, ain't he?
Yeah, it sounded just like he said to untie him.
You heard me, untie them. He said if I let you capture me, you'd let them go.
Oh, Nick, you didn't make any bargain with these men, did you?
Under the circumstances, Miss Bowen, your friend Carter had little choice.
Oh, Nick.
Sorry, Patsy. Afraid I was a dud as a rescuer.
Well, really, Carter, you might give us credit for being just a little too clever for you, don't you think? It isn't everyone who can trick Nick Carter with a borrowed suit of clothes and some red ink on a handkerchief.
Put it any way you like. But you said you were going to release them. So go ahead and do it.
I didn't say so. Dutch said so. I'm afraid I can't let Dutch make up my mind for me.
That was just a slip of my tongue, Carter.
Yeah, Dutch didn't know what he was saying. He was excited.
Oh, that's how it is, huh? Well, I'm excited, too.
Yep.
Ah! Dutch, grab him.
I got him. Nick, the other one's got a gun.
All right, fire your pole out into him.
Chief, he's getting my gun out of my hand.
I'll fix it.
Nick, look out. Yeah. Oh, Scubby, he broke that chair right over Nick's head.
Yeah, knocked him out cold.
Yes, he asked for it. Now, tie him up, Dutch.
You bet I will, Chief. Come here, busting my wrist. Hey, give me a hand, Joe.
Yeah, sure, Dutch. You almost broke my jaw, too.
I'll let him keep you company until this evening, Miss Bowen and Mr. Wilson. At that time, I have some very interesting plans for all three of you.
Can you hear me, Nick?
Oh, hello, Patsy.
Oh, what hit me? The ceiling fall in?
Barnes hit you with a chair.
Is that all? Oh. Whew. How long was I out?
About half an hour.
Nick, what happened? How did they trap you?
Oh, it was so simple, Patsy. I'm ashamed of myself. As I was walking toward the building, I saw Scubby stagger out the door with a bloody handkerchief to his face.
Well, that was the cab driver in my clothes using a handkerchief dipped in red ink.
Yes, I found that out afterward. But I was down the street a few yards, and from that distance, he fooled me completely. Staggered to the cab and collapsed inside. I thought it was Scubby, hurt and trying to get away, so I ran up. When I opened the door of the cab...
He was waiting with a gun.
Exactly. And just then, Dutch shoved another gun in my back.
What did you do?
Well, I knew it was almost hopeless to make a fight for it. And Dutch said that if I'd come along quietly, they'd turn you two loose.
Oh, you didn't believe a crook like that, Nick, did you?
Oh, no, of course not, Scubby. I knew he was lying. But I pretended to believe him. I figured that if they took me to where you were being kept prisoners, I might be able to save all three of us and maybe capture some of them.
Oh, gosh, that was swell of you, Nick.
Well, I haven't given up hope yet. I think these knots they tied me with are getting looser. If I can get my hands free.
Oh, you better hurry, Nick. They may come back any minute.
Yes, I know, Scubby.
Yeah.
Ah, there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're free.
Oh. That's wonderful.
Now, as soon as I can untie my feet, we'll...
Going someplace, Carter?
Oh, Nick.
We wouldn't want to lose you. Just lie back the way you were. That's it. All the way back.
As long as you have that gun, I don't have much choice, do I?
You must have been watching through the keyhole.
Yeah. Carter, I've heard of your little tricks, and I wanted to see how good you were. But this time, you'll find out what a real knot is like. Over on your face, Carter. Hands behind your back. That's it. Dutch, give me a hand here.
Sure, Chief.
Carter, I'm going to tie you with a very special knot. A vaudeville magician once taught it to me. You can't untie it because the harder you pull, the tighter it gets. There. I put the ends of the rope through this loop, like this, and... Pull, and there you are. Now, get out of that one.
Say, that's pretty neat. Shall I answer?
No, I'll take it. You stay here and keep both eyes on them.
Okay, Chief.
Hello? Yes, speaking. Yes? Yes, I got all three of them here now. Wrapped up like Christmas presents.
Nick.
Quiet, Betsy. I want to hear this.
Yes, as soon as they get dark. The old warehouse down the street. What's that? Good. Oh, yeah, I see. Yes, that's smart. No, there won't be any slip-ups this time.
They're going to kill us, aren't they?
Steady, Betsy. They may try to. But we're not dead yet.
Oh, I see. Going to make bail yourself. Going to ship them out of the state. Yes, that'll be safer. Okay.
Well, it's all set. As soon as it's dark enough, you three are going for a little ride to an old warehouse down the street. I hope you won't mind the fact that the ride will be strictly one way.
All right, you three. Go on in.
Line them up against the far wall, that's
right. Go on, you. Over against that wall.
Nick, what should we do?
Obey their orders. But move as slowly as you can.
Right.
Okay.
Come on, move.
All right, turn around now.
Shall I give it to him now?
Just a minute. I'm going out and make sure the street's clear.
Oh, I get it.
Wait till you hear me knock three times on the door. That'll mean everything's okay.
Trust me, Chief.
When you hear me knock three times, bump them off. But wait for the knocks. You understand?
Gotcha, Chief. Well, folks, any last words?
You can't get away with this, Dutch.
No? Gosh, Cotty, you get me all nervous. Maybe I better let you have it now before my hand begins to shake so bad I can't aim straight, huh?
Nick, he's really going to shoot us.
Nick, he's not fooling.
You're right. I'm not fooling.
You kill me, Dutch, you'll have every cop in the country on your neck.
Yeah. But if they can't find your body, Cotter, they can't prove you've been killed, can they? And they ain't gonna find it. Because just as soon as you're dead, the chief and I are gonna light a candle and set it up in the middle of a pile of this old waste paper that's all around here, see? And when we're a long, long way from here, the candle's gonna set the paper on fire, and this old warehouse is gonna burn up like a box of matches. A three-alarm fire.
Oh, Nick.
Why, you
but
dirty...
But you folks won't mind by that time, huh? Ah, there's the chief's signal. Well, Carter, I got a feeling this gun is going to go off just as soon as I count three. Like this. One, two...
With his hands tied securely behind him and Dutch's anxious fingers squeezing the trigger of a gun aimed at his heart, Nick has only an instant longer to live, unless he can think faster than Dutch can shoot. And what stratagem can Nick possibly devise on the spur of the moment that can save the lives of himself and his two assistants? Listen Monday. In the Strange Adventures of Nick Carter. Nick Carter is played by Lon Clark, Patsy by Helen Choate. The stories are written by Bob Arthur and David Cogan. Original music is played by Lou White. The entire production is under the direction of Jock McGregor. Monday night at the same time, listen to the further adventures of Nick Carter in the case entitled...
Kidnapped for Sale, or Nick Carter and the Mystery of the Missing Babies.
Don't forget that the adventures of Nick's adopted son, Chick Carter, broadcast over most of these stations Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Wartime.
This is Mutual.